Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to my radio show on life coaching. And tonight we're going to be talking generally about life coaching in general, all the different aspects of personal development, personal growth, because the principles which I teach apply to every part of your life. Now, the way that you can get the most out of these shows is actually to call in. And then you can ask your questions live. The number to call is 563-999-3004. That's 563-999-3004. Now, another way you can come on board also, if you don't have a, you know, that's a U.S. number, so it's long distance if you're not in U.S., probably. And the other way you can do it also, if you go to the Blog Talk Radio and their plans, and you sign up for the free plan. And that way you'll also be able to come in and listen to the show, but also log in to the live chat room so that you can actually type in your questions and so on and so forth. And also, you know, if you really want to be on the show and you want to be able to talk, but you can't call long distance, then what you can do is go to my website. That's 123slim.org. It's my weight loss website, but it's for everything, every aspect of life coaching. So 123slim.org, and that'll bring you to my website. And that's my resource page, actually. But if you look at the bottom of any of my pages, you'll see the contact us. And all you have to do is just simply put in your name and email and a question, say that you want to be on the show, and you can be live on the next show. Now, that being said, depending on your questions, I did make a schedule change, by the way, so I don't forget it. And the Sunday show actually was in the morning, but now I'm going to make it in the evening. So all four shows every week for this summer season is going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday evenings. And in the Tuesdays, like tonight, we're going to talk about life coaching in general. It doesn't matter what it's for, whether you want to be a better writer or, you know, find your soulmate, or it doesn't really matter. And on the Wednesdays, I should say, focused on health and weight loss. And so if you really want to talk about weight loss, yeah, I can field some questions in all the shows, but it's best to put the questions for weight loss on the Wednesday evening. And Thursday evenings, we're going to be talking about life coaching and the personal development as it applies to business. And then, of course, on Sunday is going to be what you can call, I guess, the spiritual, but it's totally non-religious, how to tap into the infinite force which powers you. And that's what we talk about there. And so tonight, you know, to get the most out of my shows, the more you can participate. And like, I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I've been in this field. I mean, my life a journey, if you will, in the field of consciousness. It began at the age of 14, actually the summer that I turned 14, and that was in 1955. Don't bother doing the math. I'm turning 81 later this month, and actually I've come out of retirement to start sharing these secrets that I picked up over the years, and that's where my journey began that summer. Me and a couple of friends, we, anyway, make a long story short, we found a little booklet on mental experiments. We tried it. It worked. My two friends were impressed, but I was hooked. And so my main passion in life since that time has been the human mind and consciousness. And what I bring you really is all the shortcuts. Now, listen carefully, because, you know, there are so many teachings out there and videos and courses and books, and most of it's going to cost you a whole pile of money. Well, that's not here, by the way. It's not going to cost you a whole pile of money, and I'll explain a little later. But basically, you know, in my shows, what I do is, you see, it took me from 1955, reading all kinds of books, taking courses and so on. I started doing some kind of meditation way back in 1968, but it wasn't until 1972 that I actually learned how to function in a different state of consciousness. And that was totally changed my life. That was January of 72. And then later on in November of the same year, I was given a gift of the techniques to go within and experience the infinite which powers me. And my life has never been the same since. I've been coaching off and on in this field since 1972. So as of this year, it's half a century. And, you know, I say off and on, but it's been more on than off. But basically, here's the thing. It took me from 1955 to 1972 to really tap into a different state of consciousness. A lot of learning, a lot of understanding about consciousness and so on. And see, I can cut that all out for you. Because as a matter of fact, later this month, September 1st, I'm launching a book. And don't let the title fool you, because it is the easy way to lose weight, by the way. But the techniques in there apply to every part of your life. There's, the two most important chapters are on the mind. And it doesn't matter if you want to make more money in your business or start a home-based business. That book will give you tools and techniques that you probably didn't have before. Now, along with the book is also a training audio. And in the book, I explain how to use it, because that's very important, so that you can develop the skill to be able to function at the alpha brainwave levels. You see, in all of my teachings, you don't have to believe a darn thing that I say. You know, I give you tools and techniques. You use them, okay? You get the results, and then you know. That's why I call it a path of knowledge. It's not a belief system. It's not a new philosophy or a new religion. No, it's the secret of how to take control of your mind. And that's the key to everything. It's the key to your whole life. It doesn't matter what you want to do, what you want to achieve. Because, you see, scientists tell us that we're using between 3 to 5% of our mental capabilities. Now, think about that. I mean, that, you know, that's really a downer, isn't it? That you're only you. I mean, you know, if you're the smart one in the group of people you hang out with, you're using 4 to 5% of your mind. You know, in a way, that's a downer. But look at the positive side. Look at how much untapped potential that you have within you. It's just a matter of learning the simple techniques of how to go within and how to go within and tap into it. And this is so easy that I've taught it to kids. Okay. So this is the thing. And so, you know, rather than going through all these books and so on and so on, I've got a library of hundreds of books, and basically I could throw them all away. If you understand what to do in your mind in order to, harness the law of attraction, to achieve your goals, et cetera, what to do in your mind, and to learn how to do it and learn how to be at that altered state of consciousness, let's say, in the alpha brainwave levels, which is what this training I'm talking about. And here's the good thing. Like I say, I'm publishing this book on September 1st, but on August 21st, okay, I have a free birthday gift for you. My birthday, but I'm going to give you a gift. And this is an advanced copy of the book, no charge. All I ask in return is that you go to Amazon after I publish it and give me a review. That's it. Because I know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, if you spend the time, it's only a short book, but if you spend the time and read it from chapter, you know, finished from the beginning to the end, okay? If you read the whole thing, I will definitely get a good review from you. And if you practice what I teach in the book, I'll get a fantastic review from you. So this is the thing. So that's going to come up, okay? So how you get there, by the way, again, you go to my website, 123slim.org, and then you look at the menus, you'll see where to sign up on the newsletter, and everybody that's on that newsletter is going to get a copy sent out to you on August 21st of this year, totally free. And don't worry, I won't be sending you 10 emails a day. Just in the last few weeks, I signed up for 2-3 different things to learn some different stuff that I wanted to learn about technology. And my goodness, I'm getting 5 and 6 emails per day. I unsubscribed to the whole thing because it's crazy. And I don't do that. You'd be lucky to get one a week from me. When there's something going on, if I've got a free webinar happening, I'll have lots of those coming up. Then I'll advertise it on that list. And that's it, basically. And so this is the whole thing. And we need to learn. It doesn't matter what you want it for. I mean, you could be wanting to say finding your soulmate. Well, what is that, you know? And we talk more about those things on the Sunday show, but the soulmate, you know, it means that there's somebody, it's like soul to soul. Well, what is soul? That gets all kind of complicated, right? Everybody has their own ideas. And you see, here's the thing. In your life, in order to excel in your life, to get the maximum you can get out of this life, okay? Hey, listen, you know, nobody can prove that there's something after this life, and nobody can prove that you had another life or that you'll have another life. What we know for sure is right now you have this life. And there are three areas of your life that you have to evolve in order to achieve the ultimate that's possible for you. Number one is mind. You know, mind, body, and life. And here's how that works. Mind, you see, we are creatures of habit. Our habit patterns, our lifestyles are programmed into our subconscious mind as we react automatically. We don't have to think about it. You want to pick up a glass of water. Here's my glass of water. I'm wanting a drink. I reach out and I grab that glass and give me a moment. I'll have a drink. That was nice. And I put it back. Now, like this is an action that you've done, you know, thousands of times, right? And here's the thing. I picked up that glass, brought it to my lips, had a drink of water, and put it back. In order to accomplish that, I had to move dozens of muscles, each one perfectly synchronized with all the other ones, to pick up that glass of water, have a drink, not spill a drop, and put it back. But here's the interesting part. I did not have to think of one single muscle. Think about that. You know, you walk around. You don't think of which muscles are moving how much. And yet, everything is perfectly synchronized. If everything is working normally, everything is perfectly synchronized. Because it's all happening subconsciously. Because you have, by repetition over the years, from the time you were a little baby growing up, these have all been programmed in, and your subconscious mind knows how to make what move in order to achieve the result that you're looking to do, like picking up that glass of water. Now, think about that. It's like you've got this powerful, powerful computer. You could equate your subconscious mind to a computer, a massive computer, way more powerful than today's best, most powerful computers. The best, most powerful computers and artificial intelligence and so on are still only a poor imitation of the human mind. And that's not a whole can of worms, but that's another story. Now, you see, so here's the thing, you know, is that most of the programming in your subconscious mind, your likes, your dislikes, the food you like, the way you live, your whole lifestyle has been programmed into you from birth by your parents, your relatives, your teachers, your politics, your religion, the advertisers, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these are the things that are controlling your life. The problem is that it was not you who put those programs in for at least 99% of them. You're the one that did it. But you have the power to change those programming so that you open up. You know, you want to achieve more result in your life. You want to, make more money. You want to start a home-based business. Well, what's your subconscious programming like? Is it that you are a successful business person or you've never done it before and you're scared to death and afraid you're going to lose your money and so on? Here's the problem. Whatever you focus on expands. So if you have all these fears, your subconscious instincts are going to lead you to failure. You see? So whatever it is you want to accomplish, a new venture, be more creative, all these different things. What you have to do is first you set up a new program in your subconscious mind. Like I said, that's simple. I taught it to kids. And, you know, once you've made that change, if you're doing it regularly and practicing it every day, it's really simple. Within 2 or 3 weeks, that new program has been implanted in your subconscious mind, and that creates the new you. But it's you who put that program in. Hey, I can't do that for you. I can show you how, I can give you tech tools and techniques, but it's up to you to use it. And if you want to achieve, you know, the ultimate that you can achieve in your life, you need to make an investment, okay? You need to make an investment. There's nothing for nothing in this world. And here's the investment you have to make. This is the most important investment you'll make in your life. If you really want to get on an accelerated path of personal growth, you need to invest a minimum of 10%, not of your income. Sorry, did I scare you? Okay. No, not 10% of your income. 10%, I want more than that. 10% of your life for your life. You invest in life, you get more life. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know, this is not rocket science. And everything that I teach is so simple. And the beautiful part is that I can back up everything that I say in my teachings. Everything. Because all the teachings are based on experience. Here's a technique. Use it. Oh, hey, that works great. Okay. You know, oh, you know, I want to give up chocolate cake. Well, you program it out, and before you know it, you don't like chocolate cake anymore. That's the way the mind works. And you see, the reason all these things work the way that they do is because we're talking about the subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind, I mean, it's just really, really awesome. And, but you see, the subconscious mind cannot judge. It cannot differentiate, for example, if you actually experience something or you only imagine it vividly and in detail. Just mind, if you know how to do the movie in your head, is what I call it, the movie, is that when you do it the right way and do it from a different state of consciousness, your subconscious mind over a short period of time actually accepts the fact that this is you. This is how it's supposed to pull your strings. In other words, your own subconscious mind will pull your strings differently, you see. And so it doesn't matter what it's for. And, you know, people spend, you know, hundreds and thousands of dollars for a course here and this course here and so on and so forth without realizing that the greatest majority of people who call themselves life coaches, I call myself a life coach because I coach life, and we'll talk a bit more about that in a moment. But see, a lot of the people who call themselves life coaches are not, you know? I mean, yes, what they teach falls into the broad category of life coaching, but they are more mentors and motivators. You go and you take this $300 course, for example, you know, or maybe you spend $1,000 or so, and there's 500 or 1,000 people in the room, and the big guru comes in and boom, gets you all motivated, and you feel really great. But, you know, Monday morning, you're back down to reality again. And most of those courses, yes, they teach you beautiful stuff and beautiful sayings, you know, beautiful ways of thinking and be positive and do your affirmations and plan your work and all that stuff. You see, I could teach you the most fantastic success principles in the world. But unless you know, not believe, unless you know universal principles and integrate them into your being and make them a part of you, into your subconscious mind, if you can't do that, they're worth squat to you. But let's say you're in business, or you've got a small business, a few employees or whatever, you see. And you know, you want to improve your business. Well, you may hire a business coach, for example, or maybe you're a bigger corporation, you hire a business coach, and they're really expensive. And, you know, they teach you some really good stuff that's going to work for your business. But these new techniques they gave you, those things, let's say that you're one of those people taking that course, those techniques that are being taught, they're not you. This is not how you are. That's not the kind of person you are. Maybe it's how to be more aggressive, more positive, and you're an introvert. But that's not you, you see? But you see, and you go, you try it, and you screw it up and so on, and then, you know, then you get down on yourself, and the next time is even worse. Well, you see, you can go and learn, and you're spending good money for this type of training. But if you first, before all of that, is learn to go to different states of consciousness and learn how to integrate these things into your being. So then you hire that expensive coach. It's the coach teaches you some stuff, he or she, whatever, teaches you some things. And now you take those principles, now you make them a part of you, and you're getting 100% of that training where somebody else is getting 3-4% of it, you see. And of course, you know, competition, creativity is the name of the game today, you see. So see, it doesn't matter what you want to achieve. It's like, you know, you have the ability within you. Like, you know, like I said, you know, if you're the smart one in a group of people you hang out with, you're probably using 4-5% of your mind. But you see, your mind is only, no matter how great it is, no matter how much of it you're using, your mind is still only a small percentage of your power. Because the real power, okay, think about it this way. The real power is within you. Okay, here's how it works. Let me explain it. This is my favorite example where you'll get it right away. I don't want to get into a whole thing tonight because we're talking more general. But let's say right now, if you want to participate here, the best way to do it is just, you know, hopefully you're sitting down, not driving or running machinery. If you're sitting down, just for a moment, close your eyes And imagine that on the floor beside you is a dead man. He just died 10, 15 minutes ago of natural causes. Now, here's the important question. What is the difference between you and that dead man? Think about this now. He's dead, okay? What's the difference between you and him? Of course, the simple answer always is, I'm alive and he's dead. But my question then becomes, what is that that you call alive? What is that, really? Let's look at it from a scientific point of view, okay? Scientists would call this the life force, okay? The life force is what makes you alive, whatever you want to call that. Whether you call that the Tao or infinite intelligence or God or Allah or whatever, is that is what's creating you every moment of every day. It's this energy. You see, a good way to overcome a lot of the misunderstandings about spirituality, for example, is, well, a couple of things, okay? It's first of all, you have to understand that what the ancients in ancient cultures used to call spirit, today in our culture, we call that energy, okay? Because spirit is something intangible. Well, so is energy. Without equipment, you can't tell it's there. Unless you've developed the sensibility to tap into your energy, then you can pick up on other people's energy, but that's a whole different story, you see. And so here's the thing, okay? So that difference between you and that dead body, okay, is that you are alive. And here's the thing. Whatever you call that, here it is. You are so intimately connected to that life force energy, which is infinite, by the way. Because the same energy that powers the atom, and the same energy that powers the whole universe is powering you. So that's infinite. And you're so connected to it, like Siamese twins, that when that energy leaves your body, you leave with it. End of story, pun intended. You see? You leave with it now. I mean, that's scientific fact. Nobody disputes that. Nobody's ever had their life force leave. Hey, my life force gone, but I'm still here. No, that's never happened in the history of man. It never will, you see. Because this is what you are. You are that life. Okay, so therefore, because we have this one little piece of evidence, this one fact, okay, the evidence is, hey, guess what? You're alive. That's your evidence, right? Okay? If you're that connected to that life force, would it not make perfect sense that you should be able to connect with it while you're still alive? Think about that. Of course. It's simple. That's what all the great teachers in history have been trying to teach us. Krishna, Jesus, Buddha, etc., etc. You know, to go within, because that's where the power is. But you see, all of our subconscious programming prevents that from manifesting itself in your life. You see, the law of attraction does not work for 95% of people. Now, again, I misspeak there a little bit. I have to make you understand this. I mean, the law of attraction is always working, okay? Don't get me wrong. But it doesn't work for 95% of people for the things that they want. Why not? Simple. Because the universe will provide everything you want in your life. But it can only provide it by filtering through your subconscious programming. And that's what manifests in your life. If you want to be more creative in your business and be more efficient and beat out the competition and so on and so forth, all the ideas will come from that infinite energy. Everything is there. Everything you ever want is all inside. It's a matter of getting the ego out of the way and experiencing not some philosophy, not some belief system, but experiencing what's already there inside of you. And changing the programming in the subconscious mind to allow for these ideas and so on, this inspiration to come through. Doesn't matter. You want to write a book. Same thing. Where do you get the creativity? Where do you get the ideas? You know, like how many times have you're sitting down, you know, doing next to nothing, or you're doing busy doing something, and then an idea comes to you out of the blue. Something you never immediately thought about before. You just get this idea, right, out of the blue. Well, here's my question. Where exactly is out of the blue? You see, it had to come from somewhere. But before you got that idea, okay, it was not in your mind. It was not in your consciousness. And all of a sudden, it popped through by some weird programming. it allowed that particular idea to come through because of the way your subconscious programming it is, you see. And so when you think about that, I mean, it's really, I had an interesting situation that happened. One of my students, must have been, a month and a half, 2 months ago. And one of my private students, I got a private class for weight loss every Saturday morning at 8 a.m., 11 a.m., I should say. And Eastern time, all times are Eastern. And this lady, she goes to work 5 days a week, and she's very, very busy. And one day, there was some construction on her drive to work, and she had to take a detour. And so she had to go to work for 2 full weeks taking the detour. Okay, and then she told us this in the class. It was very interesting. Okay, and so what happened on the first morning of the third week? The construction only lasted 2 weeks, and then the road was open again. So on the first morning of the third week, she suddenly became aware of where she was. She's driving, and she was on the detour, yet she didn't need to be. It only took 2 weeks to program in driving a different way. But she realized it. Of course, after that, she's, using the regular road, no detour. But think about that. Just from the fact of driving for 2 weeks, 5 days a week, 10 days, it was programmed in enough that she drove that way unconsciously. I mean, how many times have you driven your car and you've gone someplace? It's a place you've been before. You don't need to look at directions or maps or nothing like that. Maybe you're going to work or you're going shopping or whatever. And you get to where you're going, maybe, 15, 20-minute drive or more, whatever. And then you drive into the parking lot at your location. And you suddenly realize you don't remember the last 20 miles, or the last 20 minutes or whatever from the time you left home. You don't remember, yet you made the proper stops, you made the proper turns, didn't make any mistakes, and yet your conscious mind was elsewhere, totally, And so, when you look at that, think about how awesome that is, that you're able to drive without you being consciously active in the process. Now, you can do that as a beginner, no, but once you're an experienced driver, that's the way it happens. You see, we don't understand our own minds. And one example I like to use, and participate with me here, one example that will show you how powerful this is that right now, you don't even know your own phone number. You don't know your own phone number. Okay, I tricked you, okay? Now, what probably happened when I said that, is that you said, of course I know my phone number is da-da-da-da-da-da, whatever, like the show number here, 563-999-3004, okay? Of course I know my number, okay? So if you were participating, then you would have gone, you went into your subconscious mind because your phone number was not in your mind when I said that. And yet you went into your subconscious mind, and you pulled out the number, and here's my phone number. Of course I know my number, whatever it is, you see. Isn't that awesome? You went and extracted that phone number from your subconscious mind because it was not in your conscious mind. You pulled it out of your memory banks, but guess what? You don't know how you did that. Think about it. You don't know how you did it. You did it. How did it happen? Magic? No. So, I mean, this is the thing, you see, like memory, same thing with memory training. Now, back in the September of 1980, I was the founder of the very first memory school in Toronto, in Canada. And, we taught adults and kids, and kids in school and adults on courses, for example, a total of 21 hours of training, 21 hours total training. And the training itself included practicing. And all of the students increased their marks in school by an average of 20 points without studying any harder. See, because there's no such thing as a good memory or a bad memory. There's a trained memory and an untrained memory, you see? And that's the whole thing. So, see, it's a matter of learning how to use our minds properly. And, you know, we struggle. We pay big money for some course. We pay a few hundred dollars to go to a weekend course. And, you know, yeah, you feel great. You learn some beautiful stuff. But Monday morning, like I'm fond of saying, you're back down to reality again, you see. And, you know, if you follow the teachings of those courses, the first thing you realize down the road is that that course was really to set you up to buy the $3,000 course. And then you get some more stuff and so on and more motivation. And that's a step to buying another even more expensive course. And that's how it works. You know, it's designed to get you to follow the guru. Well, I don't do that. I mean, I don't want you to follow me. Yeah, you can follow me on all the social media. It helps me in the algorithms. But you know what I mean. I don't want you to follow me in the context of following the guru, that kind of thing. And you see, one way you can tell how real something is, just because it's cost more money does not mean that it's any better. Just means you've lost more money in a lot of cases, right? But here's how you know. If there's big money up front, okay, you need to be very, very suspicious. Do your research, okay? I'll give you an example. You see, when you have the real thing, when you have the most powerful, simplest techniques available for personal development, you can do it a whole different way. I don't have to hook you with money. With my training, you know, in my private coaching and my private classes, you pay by the month. You know, you can't buy 1 or 2 or 3 years ahead of time. Can't do that. I don't need to hook you with money. You join the program, boom, you pay your money, and it gets paid once a month. No contracts. You drop at any time. So unless everything worked for you, I couldn't even make enough money to pay the expenses. That being said, you know, that's assuming that you're willing to invest some time to evolve yourself, to develop the skills to be able to take control of your mind. And that's how you take control of your life. Same thing with weight loss, for example. Like, you know, I've been involved in weight loss off and on since 1981, actually. And, you know, I didn't look to get into the weight loss business. I was teaching a course. I had a number of different classes in personal development. And I'm coaching these classes, and there's one class in particular. Almost everybody in the class, they were small classes, about a dozen or 15 people, because we had small rooms that we were coaching in. And in this one particular class, almost everybody had the same question for me. And the question was, and I quote, "Armin, how do I use these mental techniques that you're teaching us in order to change my lifestyle so that I can keep the weight off?" End of quote. Oh, that's easy. And a new weight loss system was born, which I perfected way back in 1996. And let me tell you what the whole thing is here. Yes, I teach people how to, eat without ever having to go on a diet, without ever having to go hungry. You don't want to ever diet because you're defeating your own purpose, because every single diet, it doesn't matter if it's low calorie, low carb, low fat, low points, low whatever. I joke and say low unicorns, right? It doesn't matter, because every single diet has one thing in common. Every single one will slow down your metabolism and make your problem worse. You see, the weight loss clinics are not designed for your success. I mean, if you lose the weight for good, heaven forbid. Now they've lost that cash cow, no pun intended, you know. They've lost the goose that lays the golden eggs. Yes, they put you on a diet. They know that if you stick to it, of course you're going to lose some weight, but they know that it's messing up your metabolism and you're going to gain it back and gain back more than you lost on the diet, and you'll be back next year and next year and next year. How many diets have you been on, you know? When are you going to stop letting these companies scam you? You know, it's not a big deal, because the only way you'll ever take the weight off and keep it off is by losing it in such a way that you don't diet ever. The one thing you have to understand for weight control is that it's all about your lifestyle. About your lifestyle. Unless you change the lifestyle, you're doomed to failure, you see. And so, yes, I can teach you how to eat differently and so on without dieting. Yes, I can teach you the easiest, best fat-burning exercises. And actually, over 95% of all the exercises that people use or that they're promoting for weight loss, over 95% burn only sugar and practically no fat. And so if you've been struggling to burn fat, now you know why. You know, I recommend one exercise. Now, there's techniques you need to learn about it. It's nothing hard, but it's that the techniques build upon each other as the weeks go by. And the only exercise, there's about a dozen secrets, but the only exercise I recommend is walking for fat burning. It doesn't matter if you just want to be fitter. You know, walking is the best, most efficient exercise. I mean, if you go out there and lift weights and so on, first of all, that burns sugar, but that's a different story. You know, let's say I've got a weight in my hand and I'm bending at the elbow and raising the weight to build up my biceps, right? Well, that's very inefficient. I'm only working one set of muscles. If you're walking, you know, my walking, by the way, is what I call IntelliKey stock. I mean, the IntelliKey teachings, IntelliKey style walking. And it's a combination. There's knowledge from the military. There's knowledge from yoga. There's knowledge from Tai Chi. And there's knowledge from other areas of personal physical development. And nobody else is teaching this. This is my own. I've put it together. And if you're doing it the right way, because it's working almost every single muscle in your body. So that's a very efficient exercise. And the one great thing with the ladies when you're walking is that you're not going to have big, bulgy muscles. I mean, you go do all the weights and stuff like that and build such big muscles that you start to look like a guy, but you're still fat, you see? So with walking, there'd be nice, sleek muscles, much nicer. And for the guys who might think that they, you know, walking is not macho enough for you, remember, they have trained armies for centuries by marching. By marching, you know? And so, you know, that's the whole thing. And so, you know, but you see, the fitness centers won't teach you that. But anyway, that's getting into too much into weight loss. And that's tomorrow night, by the way, on Wednesday, every Wednesday evening, we go deeper into weight loss, all the different aspects of weight control. And on Thursday, of course, we go into the business end of life coaching and so on. But you see, when you're looking at doesn't matter what you're looking at, it all comes back down to changing that programming in your subconscious mind, you see. And, you know, the thing is, you see, there are so many paths, so many different teachers, and there's some great stuff out there. But for every good one, there's a million bad ones that's going to lead you up the garden path, waste your money, more importantly, waste time of your life, you see. And with me, I show you the shortcuts. This is what I do. You know, and I don't know what I'm going to charge for my life coaching. Okay. I've played with it around a little bit. And if it interests you, my coaching is once a week for about an hour online. So you never have to leave home. That's a good thing these days with everything that's going around. And, don't want to talk too much about these things because they might close me down. Right. and that's one thing talking about that, by the way, that's one thing. In all of my coaching, in my radio show, my videos, my, you know, everything that I do, you know, to the public, I will always tell you the truth, always. However, I will never tell you the whole truth, because if I do, they'll close me down. And I've had that happen to me twice already. A few years ago, not too long ago, I was doing my weight loss program, and I was going to do some advertising on Facebook. I put two little ads, you know, to see which one would work better and that kind of stuff, right? And I've been in marketing also a long time, so I understand a little bit about it. And now, I know how to read legalese, and I read all the rules and that very carefully, right? And not only did they not accept my ads, okay, I just joined the advertising. I opened up an advertising account, put up the two ads, here's my money, and so on. They not only refused to accept my ads, they actually, with no explanation, deleted my advertising account. And so I went back and read the rules with a fine-tooth comb from beginning to end, and I was not even coming close to breaking the rules, not even close. Some of the stuff I see on some of the online is crazy, right? But here's the thing. You see, if what I was advertising was real and it worked, okay, if what I was advertising was real and it worked, I was going to wind up hurting a lot of people. I was going to hurt a lot of people. And that's why they closed my advertising account. Now, was I going to hurt the people who wanted to lose weight? Hell no. No way. You know, who I was going to hurt was there big advertisers that had been scamming everybody for decades, you see? Because I was advertising easy and permanent. Think about it. I'm killing the goose that lays the golden egg. This stuff works. Our big advertisers will stop advertising, you know? They'll be losing their customers. So they closed my advertising account. I did very little on Facebook until just recently, and I'm doing a little bit of marketing there now, but yeah, I won't try to do any advertising. And just a few months back, I think it was earlier this year, on TikTok, I did two videos that was telling too much of the truth, and bingo, they shadow banned me. My volume was going great. I was getting tons of views, and all of this, I mean, one of my videos was well over 100,000 views. Nothing big like some people, but it was a new channel. And all of a sudden, nosedive. I was getting no views. They stopped showing it. So I deleted the videos and put a bit up, and I'm getting some traffic now, but that was a while ago. And so, but in my private classes, there's no holds barred. I tell it like it is, right? And again, like I said earlier, you don't have to believe what I say because you can to yourself. I give you tools and techniques in my training, like all of my students, whether it's for business or for weight loss or whatever, it doesn't matter. Pretty much every one of my students, if you do what you're supposed to do and invest a minimum of 1 hour per day of your life for your life, and it's going to be a fun thing, by the way, and there's going to be a side effect, and the side effect is you're going to remove a lot of stress from your life by practicing what I teach, okay, automatically. Okay, so, you know, if you want to hang on to your stress, you don't take my training. But anyway, so this is the thing. But within the first 30 days, pretty much every student who's been faithful and investing time, you know, for their own life, their own benefit, are able to function at both the alpha and the theta brainwave levels, okay, within the first 30 days or so. And so you have no idea how much power that is. I mean, that's the whole thing with life coaching. It's not about teaching you to motivate you or be positive or don't give up. And, you know, here you should journal every day and all this kind of stuff. You know, no, you see, it's not about that. You know, look, here's some techniques. Use them. Try them. You know, oh, you try it and it works, you know. You know, whatever it is, you want to give up some food. Like even way back when I was coaching realtors, right? This was for business. They would take 2 days of training with me, total immersion. And it took us 2-3 weeks to kick in. That's how long it takes to kick in. And then after that, within 30 days, almost every single realtor, except two of them, had increased their income by 50 to 75%. People who didn't do 50 to 75%, they were already earning $100,000 and $150,000 a year, respectively. And that was a while back, so that was pretty good money back in the day. And so they were, you know, in the higher income bracket to begin with. But that year, they doubled their income, you know, and they attributed all that success to the training. And so you see, it's not about me giving you anything because you already have everything you need to do anything you want in your life. You see, it doesn't matter. You have it. I can show you how to tap in. That's all I promise you. I can show you how to tap in. It's up to you to do it. You know, weight loss, is it going to be totally effortless? Of course not. But I guarantee my program is easier than any diet program out there. How hard can it be? If you're never, ever dieting, never going hungry, and all you ever do for exercise is walking, you know, there is no weight loss program, and the side effect is it stays off. Because by taking charge of your mind, that's the core of my weight loss training, by the way, is you will be able to change your lifestyle without struggle. And here's why you struggle. Making all kinds of, it doesn't matter what changes you want to make in your life. Could be in your business, could be in weight loss, could be in whatever. And you struggle with willpower. How many times have you said, oh, I'm going to start eating healthier and get more exercise? And you do it for a few days or a few weeks and, or, you know, whatever. And then you go back to the old ways. And you struggle and struggle with willpower to do what you know you should be doing. Why doesn't it work? Here's why it doesn't work. Here's the key here. Here's why it doesn't work. It does not work because you are trying to make a conscious change in your life for something that belongs in the subconscious mind. Think about that. The trick, of course, is simple. Go to the subconscious mind and make the change there. That's easy. Like I said, I taught it to kids. It's fun, you see. And that's the key to the whole thing. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, life does not have to be a struggle. But we're brainwashed that we have to work hard and so on, you know. Like the old saying, when did slavery end in the U.S., for example? What year was that? What did you say? Oh, I'm sorry, it didn't end. They just expanded it from black people to include Latinos and Orientals and so on and so forth and poor white folk, you know. And now everybody is working their butts off trying to put food on the table, you know, because the billionaires take all the money. But the voters are so stupid to keep voting the politicians in that are bought by big corporations, you see. Look, when I was growing up, when I was a young man living at home growing up, my mother never worked when I was growing up. And my dad had just an average job. He worked for the railways. It was no big deal, no special big trade, right? And on one income, he raised four kids. We were always well fed, you know. We always had food on the table. We always had good clothes, you know. Were we wealthy? No, but we had a good life on one income. Today, let alone four kids like my family had, if you have a husband and a wife, you know, or two parents, for example, doesn't matter what sex, but two parents and say two kids, well, the parents pretty much have to work at least usually two to three jobs, sometimes four between them, to be able to feed the kids. Pay a rent or mortgage. There's something wrong with that picture, you see. But you see, like we're heading with some really tough economic times. But if you take control of your life, you'll have the ideas, the inspiration to not only survive the crap that's coming over the next few years, but you'll be able to thrive in it, you know. And so, you know, this is the whole thing. Today, I mean, look, yeah, I saw the writing on the wall years and years ago. And, you know, I was living on the West Coast at the time, and I wound up moving to Ontario because I could see the changes and so on and so forth, and went to a place where I'm on high, my land is high. I'm 250 feet higher than Lake Ontario, which is already 500 feet above sea level, and I'm on a nice property, and we built a home there, and we're up on a flat part, and it goes down on all four sides. I can never get flooded. And I'm totally off-grid, you know? And whatever thing that I do is going to be online. Well, you see, people are living in the big city, for example, because that's where their work is. But the day is changing. You know, so many people are earning money from home, whether it's from a job or starting a little home-based business. And, for example, like when we talk about, I was thinking, and let me know, for example, go to my website, like, you know, 123slim.org. And go to my website and, look for the contact us and let me know what you want to talk about. I was thinking on Thursday for the business part, I might talk about a home-based business, all the options, the things to do, the things to stay away from, and so on. And if you like that, you know, go and leave me a note on my contact form there on my website, and I'll make sure that's what we cover. And so if you want me to cover some particular aspect of anything, keeping in mind that Wednesdays is more going to be weight loss, Thursdays is more for business, and Sundays is more, let's call it spiritual, for want of a better word, you see. And, of course, the Tuesdays is just for general. So if you want to ask a specific question about weight loss, leave me a message, and I'll cover it on the Wednesdays, you see. Now, if it's a simple question, I can answer it in any show. It's not a problem. But if you want to actually be able to come in and call in live, and you can't, you know, you can't call in the States long distance, what you can do if you really want me to you want to come on live and ask your questions live, and then we can have a conversation on air. Again, let me know that in my contact form. Just put a little note. I want to be live, and you know, this evening or whatever, and that way I'll have your email. And within the system of Blog Talk, I just pop in your email and you get an invite. And with that invite, you can come on in via the internet, not through the phone lines. So there's no cost to it, and actually come on live, you see. And, of course, the other way that I mentioned earlier is if you join their free program, you can actually be part of the chat room. And there you can type in a question. I've got the chat open. I can see the question, and then I'll answer it live. There's all these different ways. And like I said, I'm doing this show for you guys, you know, like whatever you want to know. Like, I'll judge my shows based on your questions. You know, that's the thing. Coming in live or typing it into chat or, you know, let me know in my contact form. That's what I'll be doing. And so, again, it doesn't really matter. But like I said, I was thinking of that earlier this week, that maybe on this Thursday, I was kind of more business general last Thursday, but the shows, the last two that I've done, and tonight, within 2 minutes after we hang up from the show, the show is available to listen to it online or view it or whatever. All the old shows are there. And so, you know, if you miss a show, no problem. You can go and come on into Blog Talk and, you know, to my channel here. And you'll see all the archives. And also, the listing will be there for the upcoming shows also. So, I mean, this is the thing. So, like, I want to answer any question you have. I don't care what it is. I don't pretend to have all the answers. If you ask me a question that I do not know the answer, I will tell you I don't know. You know, maybe something I can research quite easily, a lot easier than you possibly, because I know where to look. But, you know, if I tell you that I know something, that you can take to the bank. And the technique that I teach is I cut all the corners, because I've taken, you know, knowledge from the East, knowledge from India, knowledge from China. Some of my different meditations came from India. My Tai Chi came from China. I'm using Western technology and Western understanding, and I've put it together. And way back in the early 1990s, I first put a system together that had the East and the West combined. And back in those days, I don't know if anybody had ever done it that way before, because the East is really the spiritual, the life energy, the deep meditation, you know, going beyond your own mind and concepts, experiencing the infinite which powers you. The Western is more the mental, taking charge, you know, reprogramming your subconscious computer and things like that. And so, but these things are so simple, you know, and I was talking about the kids earlier. And when I, in the late 70s, early 80s, I had a music school in Toronto, and I'm not a musician. I hired teachers for that, but I taught the kids one simple technique. And that technique, okay, with that simple technique, without working any harder, they had fun with it. They were learning to play their music at 3 to 4 times the normal rate of speed. And we just cleaned up in competition. Our first competition was with the American Guild of Music. They hold a large competition in a different city every year. I don't know about the last couple of years, but I know they're still functional. And you know, we took 11 kids. It was in Chicago that year. We took 11 kids down to Chicago. And we came home with 23 trophies. And the simple technique that I taught them is kindergarten compared to what you'll get even with that, with my free book I'm going to have in 3 weeks, or less than 3 weeks now, you know. And so, again, it applies to everything. And if I can just get you to really grasp that simple point, that you have unlimited potential. And so many coaches tell you that. But what I tell you that's different is I'm going to show you how to tap in, experience. And it's a process, you know, process. And, you know, that's the journey. Success is the journey, not the destination. And when we check out of this planet, you know, what did you accomplish? What did you achieve? Did you sit on the couch and eat chips and drink pop? Or did you do something and create something and help people and evolve your being, experience the infinity that powers you, you see? And so, you know, but, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, I used to say years ago that I remember in my training, I'd say, you know, today we have the wisdom of the ages in paperback. Well, that's still true, but today we have the wisdom of the ages with a couple of clicks or a couple of taps, you see. The problem is filtering. And that's what I do in my coaching, by the way. I don't pretend to have all the answers, and I don't need to reinvent the wheel. As my students become a little more advanced, a few weeks down the road, a couple of months down the road, I begin to share other teachers with you. You know, hey, go watch this video. Now, and I make it very clear It's not for you to go and follow the guru. There's not enough time for that. Just that this one person could have hundreds of videos, but here's one video that fits you where you're at in your growth right now, you know, as an individual, as the class that I'm teaching. And so go watch that video, but don't go following the guru. We may have other videos to show you from the same person down the road, and then I'll show you another, here's another person, another person. And so we put the pieces together, but not getting sidetracked in all these different things. Just here's a point here, here's a point there, integrate it into your life, now we move on. And as you evolve your being, you're becoming progressively more and more aware all the time, you see. And, you know, there's aspect of your consciousness that, you know, people never dreamed about. I had one of my students a few weeks back, you know, saying, well, my God, you're talking about experiencing this life and so on in these states. And, you know, I can't see myself ever being able to accomplish that. I mean, I can't see myself being able to do that, you know. And I said, just wait. And actually, she got a little more serious. And before you know it, bingo, things are happening. Like, you know, over a matter of a week or two, there's all kinds of stuff that's going on. And so you see, because use the techniques, they'll work for you. They have never failed. Same with my weight loss program. Every single person who's followed my weight loss program and followed the techniques has succeeded without struggle. More importantly, the weight stays off, you see. And so that's the whole thing, you know. Here it is. And, hey, in my coaching, it's live, you know. And that's one thing about my in my classroom is, you know, we can actually talk and exchange ideas and so on, ask questions. Everybody's there. There's a part of it that's like a little mini Zoom, and you can type in right there. But there's nothing fancy. You go in there, and that's it, you know. And so if you get onto that mailing list, by the way, and when there's a free webinar, I'll be letting people know via that mailing list. That's the only way that I do it. And that's the only time you'll hear from me. You'll get a welcome letter and so on. And you'll get initially a confirmation email to make sure that you're not a robot. And then you click on the confirmation link, and bingo, you get the welcome email. And that's all you'll hear from me for a while until there's something going on. There's a free webinar or something special happening and so on and so forth. And that's the way that it works. And so, you know, I'm looking forward to meeting you, knowing you, and helping you on your journey. And that's what I love to do. I love to watch people grow, you know. And, you know, for me, it's very rewarding to see people from where they were and watch them evolve from week to week, because that's what happens. And if you fall down and you skip a few steps, because there's nothing superfluous in my training. All the techniques, that's it, you know. But people say, oh, well, how's that going to work? That seems too easy for me, so I'll do this part and that part. But that other part, I can't see that helping me. The other part here either, I don't think that'll work for me. So they do half or a third of the techniques, which none of it is hard. It doesn't work. But then you see other people are getting the results. Hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm doing this and that. Oh, you know, if everything else fails, follow. If everything else fails, follow directions. And on that note, I'm going to say au revoir and see you next time. Tomorrow night, weight loss. Thursday is for business. Sunday, all times, 8 p.m. And again, to my website, 123slim.org. And then hopefully we'll see you there. And I'm looking forward. Au revoir.